Hey, good morning ish. It's 11:27, and yeah. So obviously, last episode we left at a bit of a cliffhanger. Yeah, I was going through an almost breakup, and you know, everything's fine. Like, I'll just start with that. Like, it was fine. Everything's fine. Like, it's good. Also, you know what I was thinking? I was like, whenever I was experiencing this, I was like, I feel like I know it's gonna be fine, but I just feel like it sucks right now. And oh, okay, so I guess if you didn't listen to the last episode, first of all, do it. Second of all, basically, summary, I was in a fight, in a conflict with someone who is, like, in, like, my, like, one of my closest people, and, it was just, like, it felt like our, it was basically about, like, our communication, and I just felt like, I just feel like I really, communication is like our whole like purpose as humanity. Like, that's our only difference from any other animal, is like we have like language, and like we can just connect like so uniquely for that. Like, we're able to have so much depth. Like, I, you know, like animals and everything, like they have a like certain level of communication, but like, you know, it's not is big and like deep, and I mean it's their own thing, like, you know, they can smell way better than us or like whatever, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, basically, as humans, our, I believe our main purpose is like communication, and like that is like for connection. And so I just feel like that's something I really value and really prioritize, like, in a relationship. Like, if we want this to work, like, communication, it needs to be very open, it needs to be very honest, it needs to be very, like, clear for us to, like, continue growing and, like, continue to deepen our relationship. And I just, like, I feel really strongly about that because, like, I just feel like in my past relationships where I feel like my biggest like thing that I do differently now is like I used to be super passive and like just like try to hold everything in because I didn't want to cause any conflict, because I didn't want to upset anyone. Like, I didn't want to be upset, I didn't want to make a big deal, quote. But really, like, what I've realized over the years, and like now I feel like I don't really have relationships that are even able to like come to an end. Like, I just don't see anyone in my life not being in my life anymore, because like as long as we're able to communicate, and if we want different things, like that's okay, but like if we can't communicate that, like that's where the problem is. And so yeah, it just feels like the like main part of the relationship, like it feels like it's make or break, is communication to me. And so me and, you know, my person were having this conflict, and it was basically a lack of communication, and I really don't want to share too much, but also, like, this is my diary, like, you know, I need to share everything I'm fucking feeling ever. That's what I do, like, I have to communicate it. Basically, like, I think that the root of this problem is, this person, you know, has suffered from the disease of people pleasing, and they, and I'm like, I don't even, like, this isn't even particular to them. Like, I used to feel this way, and I had to be very conscious to stop this, and I feel like this is, like, a very common thing, especially from my experience in women. And it's just the people pleaserness and the passiveness and just like you know, being small and not taking up any space and just like not saying anything, not causing any problems, not doing anything. But it's like, yeah, obviously, what I realized is that like that's the opposite of like what's really right. Anyway, basically, this situation, this person was doing something that they thought I would disagree with, and they thought that like I would be upset by, and they were scared of telling me because they didn't want to potentially like end this relationship because I'm upset because I disagree with them so much. And I feel like, and so in that, they were kind of people pleasing and kind of like telling me what I wanted to hear. And so then on my end, it was kind of, you know, it looks like you're saying one thing and doing another. It kind of feels like you're being a little dishonest. And I love this person so much, and I know like this was not malicious intent. Like, I know like I trust this person very much. Like, I know that they weren't like, you know, lying because they were trying to hurt my feelings. Like, I know it wasn't like that. And anyway, basically, it was just this like turned into this huge thing, and it was just like I like was just like my feelings were really hurt by this, and I was like, I just feel like we don't even know how to communicate. Like, I feel like what happened to us, I feel like I'm scared that our relationship can't go any deeper. I'm scared that like we just don't even know how to talk to each other. I'm scared that we don't even know how we really feel about each other. Like, this is just really fucking scary. And like, we had talked about it once, and like, kind of. It was like a week or so like prior. Like, it was kind of, and we were drunk. Like, it wasn't really the best time to have a conversation. Like, I'm glad we did, but like I just feel like after that, like I realized like this is a lot bigger of a deal to me. Like, this isn't just like a drunk conversation where we connect and love each other and then it's all over. Which, you know, I feel like some of my friends have drunk conversations when they're like big conversations. And this one, like whenever we had it drunk, I was like, you know, we should talk about this more tomorrow, but like, yeah, like let's talk about it now too, 'cause like we're both feeling it right now. So, like I'm glad that we had that because then we were able to kind of get it out of the way for the night and like just have a good time. But then we didn't really come back to it the next day. Like, we did a little bit, but it was really weird. And I don't know, like it was weird. And so then like a few days later, like I just really started feeling like the distance and like the weirdness, and I was just like going a little crazy. Like, I was really fucking feeling it. Like, I had to go through all my different emotions. Like, at first I was like angry and defensive and like really like upset, and then like kind of underneath that, like once I and then I was just like kind of like doomed and like just kind of was like, maybe this is over, like maybe this is it, like maybe our relationship like just really can't go any deeper, like that's just not an option for us. And then yeah, I finally came to the conclusion of just being like, you know what, I'm scared that we don't know how to communicate, but I want to make a plan and like make this work to where like that's something we can practice on and like hopefully, you know, grow and like get deeper and like be willing to be vulnerable, like, you know, in process. And then like we'll see like if that still doesn't work after, you know, we really put our best effort to it. But like I just don't think we're putting our best effort to it right now. So anyway, yeah, last episode was like that was whenever like I really like that was kind of like the worst of it. And yeah, so after that, like I was just really upset, and it was all just like kind of hitting me, and I was just like, I just really love this person. Like, I don't like want like this to be over. Like, I want to like fight for this. Like, I want like, you know, to really like do everything that I possibly can. And it just kind of sucked because like through that, I was kind of like, it feels like I'm getting the shit end of the stick because I'm the one who's upset. But then it's like, now I have to go and bring this up. And like, now I have to go and be vulnerable first. And now I have to go do all this. And it just felt like, you know, the whole load was kind of on me, which I think if we're looking at fairness, like, yeah, that doesn't really seem fair. But at the same time, it's like, I am capable of, like, I have a closer relationship to vulnerability than this person, I guess. I don't know. I'm like, that sounds weird saying it. Like, I don't know if I like that, but I don't know. Basically, yeah, I wanted to do everything I possibly could to keep this relationship going, and like the sacrifice, yeah, sometimes it is a fucking sacrifice, but like if I didn't make that sacrifice and be like, we need to talk about this right now, like then, you know, it wouldn't be where we're at now, which is like we met the next day. I text them in the morning and I was just like, we need to talk like ASAP. Can you meet after you get off work? And so we met up and we talked. And honestly, literally, like, this is a little surprising to me, but like at the beginning of this conversation, like I was scared. Like it was not going good. Like, yeah, it was not going good. Like, I really had to, like, we had to work for that. But yeah, by the end of it was really good, and I just feel like, yeah. But anyway, basically that was like my closest to heartbreak feelings that I felt in a really long time. And so I've really been holding on to it, and I've really been trying to, like, right now, I'm a heartbroken girl, and that's my personality. And so, you know, whenever I'm listening to my music in the car, like, I'm really getting in on the sad music, and I'm really, you know, like, pretending that this was just a breakup. And this is a little dramatic, and this is a little, like, okay, bitch. But I just really, like, I know this is like gonna sound insane, but just since I'm so far away from it, like I can say it. Like, I kind of miss like the heartbreak feeling because I really haven't felt it. Like, the last breakup I went through, I went through a friendship breakup like 2 years ago, but that was like, I put all my best effort in. Like, I feel like I really, really tried everything I possibly could. And, like, I just feel like the other person in the relationship was just, like, not willing to be vulnerable at all. And so it kind of, like, I had to be vulnerable, but not to, like, you know, such an extent. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I don't want to compare it, but I just feel like that one was, like, as I'm comparing it, I feel like my big heartbreak, like I had a huge like friendship breakup like 3 years ago, because I was 20. Yeah, I had just turned 21. So like, oh, was that last year? Oh shit, wait, I'm conflicted. I don't know. Whatever. 3-ish around that years ago. And that relationship, like, I think there was a lot of things wrong with that. But yeah, after that, like, I really felt it. Like, I really, really loved that person. But I don't know. I just feel like I wasn't, like, I feel like since then, like, that is whenever I really started, like, changing and like becoming kind of like closer to this version, excuse me, of myself. Because like before, like I think I was like starting to open my mind, but like 20 years old, like I was like 2 years out of high school, like I had just moved out of my parents' house, so like I wasn't really that different. Like, I feel like whenever I was 20, like I was still a kid. I feel like whenever I turned 21 and like moved back home, like that is whenever, like, you know, I got really into Glennon Doyle, and she really changed my fucking life. And I really, like, yeah, like I feel like the past few years I've been like really different than like I ever was. And I don't know. So, like, yeah, it's just been a while since I felt any really heartbreak. And this one was like, I feel like this is the closest that I've been to it in a while. And so it felt like, it feels good now because it's like, it was really scary and it was really intense and it was really like a lot. Like last week, or wait, what day is it? It's, yeah, okay. Last week, like Monday, like, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like most of Thursday, like I was really like down bad, kind of. Like I was not doing so hot. It was really fucking me up. But anyway, yeah, like I just feel like, you know, it sounds a little dramatic, but at the same time, like I don't really think it was. Like my feelings were really, really hurt. Like I was really scared for our relationship, and like I just feel like, yeah, it was a big deal. Like I don't know, I just haven't had that in a long time. And 'cause like sometimes me and my friends will like have a conflict, but it's really like usually one conversation and it can kind of be over. Like, so yeah, I guess this one, like, we just had to fight a little more for it. And so, yeah, it was just a little scary. But yeah, I feel like now we're good. Like, I feel like, 'cause after you fight like that, sorry, I'm putting my feet on this table that my mic is on. Like, I just feel like that there's like a high after that, and like you're just so on the same page. Like, you've said everything you could possibly say, especially after the second conversation. 'Cause, like, the first conversation, you say it, but then you kind of go home and, like, you know, then you're like thinking about everything. And then, you know, it's kind of like, oh, what about this? What about this? Like, I don't know. Where it's like the second time, like, now you've thought of like every possible case scenario, and like, now, bow, like, we did it. So yeah, I felt really good after we talked, and like I feel like we're like pretty on the same page, which honestly, I'm not even gonna lie to you, like I have a few more things that I want to say, like, and just be like, oh, like I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I just have like a few more things I want to add that are not like fighting or just like, I just want to like touch base on them real quick again. But what I will say is, me and this person, like, well, last time we had a conflict, which it was like less like intense, like our friendship was still like kind of new. But I feel like we handled that conflict like really well. And me and this person, like, we've had really like, I think this is like one of like the healthiest relationships that both of us have ever been in. And so like we don't really know how to navigate it sometimes, and then like sometimes when we do, like, it just works out so well and it's nice to see. But then like there's sometimes where like I think we don't really know like how the other person is gonna react, and so we kind of like, you know, fall back into our default and kind of like, and that's when we get fucked up. But you know, I feel like right now we're gonna be really good because we just had this, and so like we're really like on the same page. Our relationship is like, you know, we've both like put everything out there. And yeah, so it just feels good. Anyway, so, you know, if you were concerned about me after the last episode, because that was like gut-wrenching, honestly. Same. I was too. And anyway, yeah, so we made it better the next day. And that was on last Thursday. And then, what did I do Friday? I don't know what I did on Friday. I don't think anything crazy. I always have to look at my camera roll whenever I'm like, what did I do that day? That was a week before. Oh, I went to the park a couple times. Wait, okay, last week was the 7th. Oh, wait. That was a week before, sorry. Wait. Okay, wait. Hold on, sorry. I'm like all over the place. Okay, that's a 7th. What did I do? That's Wednesday. Oh. Okay, yeah, the next day I hung out with Jalen. And we just chilled, and she made dinner, and we watched Pitch Perfect, and it was so good. And then, okay, let's see. Yeah, that was fun. And then Saturday and Sunday, I had training on both days for my new job. Okay. We trained from 1 to 3 on Saturday and on Sunday. So, yeah, that was good. It was really good, honestly. I really like it. And then also we did Monday, Tuesday, and then we're doing today as well. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we've done 2:30 to like 4:35-ish around then. And yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday were really, really good. Yesterday, yeah. So yesterday she ran the class, like a fit class, which if you don't know, I've said this again in I think the last episode and maybe the one before that. I officially found a job. I'm gonna be a bungee fitness instructor, and that just is like so fucking fun, and I'm so fucking excited, and I can't wait, and like it's just such a like fun thing, and like I'm gonna get paid for that. Like what? And an instructor, like I just feel like so fun, okay? And because like I wanted to be a Zumba instructor really bad, but you have to pay like this like monthly subscription to their thing, and I'm like, oh, like no. So I'm not gonna do that. But I'm like yoga instructor, like some sort of dance fitness instructor, the trampolines, the like whatever. Like I knew like I don't know. I was like, that just seems really fun. Like, I feel like I want to do that. But, like, I just didn't really feel like. I was like, well, I'd have to get my yoga, like, certifications. Like, you know, I can't. Like, I don't really know that much about yoga. Like, I just am, like, a client in yoga, you know? And, like, only a few times. Like, I do yoga at home mostly. So, like, I don't really know that much about yoga. So, like, there was going to be, like, a time that I would have to get certified before I could teach it. And then, obviously, like, finding a job, like, brand new at something is, like, hard. Like people don't want brand new bitches, fuckers, but whatever. Anyway, like I just didn't really know, like that didn't really seem like super possible right now. But then my mom was scrolling on Facebook and found this ad for this place hiring and providing training, and so I was just like, you know what, fuck it. And like it's a little bit of a drive, about an hour, so like that kind of sucks, kind of not, but kind of does. Like, it's gonna suck whenever I'm like, God, I just want to be home. But whenever I don't have anything to do, I don't really mind it because I really do honestly like driving. Like, I get to be alone in my car, so it's nice. And I love having like my windows down in the fresh air and like my music fucking blaring, like a big jam sesh. And I can just sing and scream and like hoot and holler and do whatever I want. So it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And also my last job was like kind of that. I think this is like probably a little further, like maybe 15, 20 minutes, but still, like it's okay. Anyway. So, yeah, yesterday and like I had never done a bungee class. Like literally my first one was my interview. So, a little intimidating, but honestly like so fucking fun. And at this point, let's see, I think now I have 6 classes under my belt, under my harness. So yeah, it just feels good. Yeah, yesterday was probably like my worst day because I think I had like my leg harnesses, like one of them was looser than the other one, and so I was kind of like shifted in. Like anytime I was like doing a squat or like anything, honestly, it was just like the weight was like fucked up and I was like at an angle, and so like the left side of my back is like really fucked up. And also it was funny because I was like at the end, like she's like, okay, like, how are we feeling? Like, how's everybody doing? And, like, you know, me, obviously, I'm a fucking yapper and I have something to say after every single, like, I always have something to say. And so that time, like, I just didn't really say anything. And so she kind of looked at me and she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, well, like, my harness has been fucked up literally this entire time. And I think I just got it fixed by, like, the last song. And so, like, my back is just, like, kind of, like, fucking destroying me right now. But, like, it's fine. And she's like, okay, like, yeah, like that, you know, that'll get you. And something else. And she's like, I'm saying this with all love. Like, you remind me of myself so much whenever I first started. And like, I just like can tell, like, you know, once the music starts going and we get into a routine, like, you know, you really get going. And like, you know, whenever you're trying to do something, if you're not right in your center, like, even if you're like a step to the left or a step to the right, like, you're gonna be uneven and it's gonna like mess your back up. And I was like, oh, like, thanks for that. Fuck, like, damn, you couldn't have told me that. No, it's okay. But yeah, like, it fucking hurts so bad. It literally hurts right now. But I mean, like, it's fine. Like, I think it's fine. So yeah, today I'm really gonna try to stay right over my center the whole time, which is hard because we don't have mirrors right now. Like, if we have the mirror, I feel like I'm very capable of staying over my center. Like, I feel like I was like, I didn't have that problem in the first few classes because we were doing them at a different location while ours was still getting ready. But now ours is like all the construction's done. Like, it's ready to, like, we can practice in it. We just need. The muralist is coming today to paint on the wall after we get done with class, and then tomorrow they're installing the mirrors, and so like then I'll be able to see myself and see if I'm over my number. Like, I won't have to look down a billion times. Like, I'll just see if I'm to the left or to the right, so that'll be really helpful. But yeah, yesterday, you know, got me, and I was like, that was our first time, like, she ran it like an actual class, because other times, like, we've mostly like been going over different moves and then like we're doing like a couple routines here and there. But yesterday she's like, I like, you're gonna come in and we're gonna just like get started, get through everything, and then like we're gonna be done after that. And so I was nervous because I was like, I don't like, I'm not fitness girl. Like, I don't do this. Like, I don't go to the gym. Like, I'm not, like, I don't, I'm not fitness girl. So, and like all the other girls in my class, like, there's three of us who, like, we're brand new to bungee. Like, we have never done this before, like, right now. But one of those girls, like, she's like a CrossFit, like, marathon runner. Like, she's like hardcore. Like, her muscles are crazy. Like, she is like strong as hell. And then the other girl, like, she's like a big fitness girl. So yeah, I guess I'm, you know, maybe the only one who just literally came from sitting on my ass. I'm like, I was the last check before this, and like, I worked like 10 hours a day, so I didn't really like do shit. I went to bed and went to work. But I go to music festivals and I dance the whole time, so like, I have that, but that's like, you know, once every couple months or whatever. But yeah, so I was nervous going into yesterday because like all the other days, like anytime after we do a song, I'm kind of like, holy shit, like, I'm out of shape. But yeah, yesterday wasn't, I don't think yesterday would have been as bad if like my harness wasn't causing me problems. Like, I didn't feel like I was like crazy out of breath or anything, but also like I kept stopping during the song for like a second and like trying to adjust my harness. And then I was just like, fuck it. Like, I don't know what's wrong. So just fucking keep going. So it's a mix. But it wasn't as bad as I thought. And then, yeah, because every like class is gonna be 5 to 8 songs. And like, that's a lot, dude. That's a lot. We're like running all over the place, jumping all over the place, doing all this fucking shit. Yeah. So that's that. I'm excited for today. I think it's gonna be good. Yeah, and then we have Thursday, Friday off. Ooh, but Thursday, the owner, she has tickets to this like wrestling thing because the owner there of the wrestling thing, he's like they're coordinating a lot with like their marketing and stuff. And so he gave her like free tickets. And so she's like, if y'all want to come, like, please come. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm so excited. Like, we're gonna have like a little like outing. Like, it's gonna be cute. It's gonna be fun. So I'm excited for that. Yeah, so that's Thursday. I want to be like, what are y'all wearing? 'Cause like, I feel like since it's like all like fitness girls, like, are we wearing like leggings or like, are you just in like cute? Like, what's like the vibe? 'Cause you know how like some like fitness group people, like, I feel like, you know, if they go out in public together, like, they're all like, and they're like, oh, like fitness attire, like, you know, they're fitness girls. Like, are you a fitness girl like 24/7, or like is like fitness girl like on the weekdays, but then like when we go out, you know? I don't know. Whatever. Regardless, I'm excited. Yeah, so that's tomorrow. And then what else do I have? I feel like I haven't really been doing much. Like, I've been honestly, like going to this class and being at home a lot. Oh, I did my hair the other day on Monday because we needed our like profile picture for the thing. And so I curled my hair, and I put on some mascara and eyeliner. And then I took like 90 selfies because I was just like, I was feeling myself a little bit, okay? Oh my God. 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 Guys, we're at 1 year of the podcast. Yeah, my 1 year was 2 days ago. Official 1 year of doing this podcast. And I'm just like, I'm so excited about it. Like, yay, 1 year together. Woo! So I bought a cheesecake yesterday to celebrate. Yeah, yay. That's really exciting. That was my New Year's resolution last year, was to like start my podcast and like stay consistent with it and like just like do it. And I did. Like, look at where we are now. So yeah, it's really fucking exciting. I love it. Yeah, 1 year in. Hell yeah. So yeah, it's really exciting. And yeah, I love it. I feel like I just like said everything the same, but whatever. You know what I mean? I'm really excited about it. You're really excited about it. We're all really excited about it. Go team, go us. Hell yeah. Yeah. And I think I'm like around like 500 downloads. So that's really exciting. Like, that's a lot to me. Like, 500 people, or like, there's been 500 times people have taken time out of their day to listen to this. Like, wow, thanks. That's so cool. And now we're going into another year of it. Hell yeah. So yeah, that's exciting. Thanks for being here. What else? Oh, last week I was like, I want to talk about like New Year's resolutions and stuff, but I was just really like going through it. So let's see. Today I'll talk about it. I wrote down, I was at the park one day last week, and I was like, I keep seeing everyone post like, you know, they're getting a cake and they're like, oh, I did this this year and this this year and this this year, and like, this is what I want to do next year, whatever. And so I was just like, you know what? Yeah, like I want to sit and reflect. Like I want to see what I've done and like what do I want to do? Like what do I want this year's resolution to be? Because the past few years I've kind of made like like last year was my podcast and doing this, and the year before was to stop drinking and driving, which, you know, sounds like, you know, like obvious, but like from my experience, it's not. Like, I feel like, you know, everyone's like, oh yeah, don't drink and drive. And then they're like, oh yeah, like I don't like to drink and drive, but, and then they drink and drive. And I just feel like, yeah, I just don't want to drink and drive, like, at all. And then, yeah, I don't know what the years before that were, but I feel like this year, like, I just want. I don't have like a material kind of like I don't know, like it's not something that I like need to do physically, I don't think. Which maybe I guess I could think about it more if there's something really like I don't know. I just feel like I have more like in touch with my body. So, okay, I'm gonna start with my things that I accomplished in 2025. Okay, ready? Direct communication has become more of a default in my relationship than passiveness. Yay! Yay, that's such a big thing, obviously, because communication, and we just talked about all of that stuff. So you kind of get it. Another accomplishment. I started my podcast and I stuck with it. Yay! I made new friends and I put myself out there more. Yay! I have beautiful depth in all of my closest relationships. Yay, okay? I quit a job that was affecting my mental health. Yay, of course, obviously, hell yeah. Like, I feel like that one was really cool and like that's kind of something that I've never done. And with that, I started trusting myself more. Yay, that's really exciting. What else? Oh, my anxiety's been really bad this year, and so I did a lot of things even though I was really scared. Yay, that's really exciting because whenever I'm scared, like it kind of like can consume me a lot of times and like, you know, still does. So I'm still working on that, but you know, like just kind of moving through that and like still doing like what I plan on doing even though it is scary. So yay. I started living more in the present. Yay, that's really exciting. I feel like that's really important because like you can get so caught up in life and like in the past and in the future, and like I just feel like it's really important to be in the present, and I feel like I've been able to do that more than I ever have this past year. So yay. And I've started to realize how important the mundane things are, and that's really exciting because I feel like I have gotten caught up in like seeing what things should be or like could be, and it just kind of like makes me feel like shit, honestly, whenever I'm thinking about life like that. But then whenever I just sit down and kind of can appreciate like where I'm at and like how everything is right now and like how that's good and like this is like just like this is so great where I'm at now. Like, yes, it could be better and I could think of all these things, but like at the same time, like this is perfect. Like with the mindset of it could be better, like I'm never just gonna be content because I'm always gonna be wanting more and more and more. And so this is just like a like realizing that where I'm at right now and what I have right now is like enough. I've pushed myself and my community towards healthier versions of us, and I love that. That kind of goes in with like the passiveness and the stuff. Like I feel like I've really tried to like say everything like as soon as it kind of happens and like really like negotiate my relationships and be like if I really disagree with something, like I want to be able to say that, and like vice versa, like I expect you to tell me like if I'm doing something that you really disagree with. Like I want to be the healthiest version of myself, and like I hope you want to be the healthiest version of yourselves, and like let's like hold each other accountable and like let's just like hold ourselves accountable. And so that's been really exciting. I got a Flowstar and I'm a part of a new wonderful community. So exciting. Still don't really know how to Flowstar, but like I have met like a lot of people at festivals and that like flow, and I'm like, oh my God, like hey, like, and we're like in like this cool little like group because we Flowstar. I applied and got a job in a completely different direction from my last job, and that was just so exciting because like that feels like really crazy, and it was really scary, and I was like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, did I make a mistake? Like, it just kind of all worked out, and like I just feel really excited about it. So yay. I started to prioritize my physical health more. That's really exciting just because I really haven't done that like ever, and it's been like really scary and it seems like horrifying, but like I'm still like doing it, and like yeah, I'm just trying to make it work. Like I'm trying to like build this relationship with my body. Oh, and that's the next one, is I'm building a relationship with my body, and that's really exciting because yeah, like I've never really had that. Like I feel like, you know, I'm usually like dissociated and not really connected with my body and listening to my body. I started doing yoga. I really like yoga. I feel like it helps me, yeah, connect to my body and just like my mind and my breathing and just like my soul, and like it helps me like be more present. And also I just love stretching. Like it just feels like so good, and it still can be like gentle movement like in my body. Gave up overconsumption. That was my birthday resolution. And I love that one. I feel like I've been doing like so good with that. Of course, like, you know, there is still some shit that I have to buy, but yeah, like I feel like I'm so different than how I was like 7, 8 months ago. Trying lots of new things and like being crafty. That's really exciting with my clay and my earrings and my jewelry and my stuff and my charm necklaces. That feels really exciting. I love that. What else? Reconnected with people and had mature, deep, hard conversations of reflection and growth. That's really exciting because obviously reconnection was like something that I really played with this year, and like I feel like usually people resist reconnection. Like everyone in my life was pretty much like, yeah, but if they're out of your life, like they're out of your life for a reason. Like, do you really need to do that? Like, whatever. And I just feel like there's a few reconnections that I made that, yeah, they were kind of like, oh, maybe I don't actually like want that. But one, like Trent, like I feel so excited that we've reconnected, and like we're like rebuilding our friendship, and I just feel like it's so beautiful that like we are able to like have these deep conversations and talk about our past. And like when we bring it up, it's always kind of like, ugh, I know this is gross because it feels bad because we had this breakup, but like it like made us like who we are now. Like we're like, I feel like we're both able to like appreciate our friendship and like just like how far we've come like together, and like it's beautiful. And ourselves, like it just shows like a lot of like growth and accountability, and it just feels really good. So yay, that was my 2025 accomplishments. Okay, now my 2026 resolutions. Okay. Number one, name my anxiety and let it flow through me without consuming me. This one I really want to work on. I feel like this is kind of like a big like main one because this is something that's like kind of new for me. Like my anxiety still feels like new to me, and I don't really feel comfortable with it. And so whenever it comes up, like it usually like at times has been like just really fucking scary and like paralyzes me, and like I can't move out of my bed. Like it really, like really, really consumes me and my whole life. And so I just want to be better at being like, oh, like that's just my anxiety. Like it's okay. Like I am not my anxiety. Like that is a part of me. But like that's not like that doesn't like define me. And yeah, that just feels really scary because I feel like whenever I'm in it and like right now, like I'm not super distant from it, so it still feels like vulnerable and scary. Like it feels like sometimes like I have my anxiety version of myself and like my fun version of myself, and they feel like they're the opposite, and it feels like everyone loves like my like fun, like outgoing, like you know, like free spirit-ish kind of person version of myself. And so like whenever I'm my like anxious, like scared, overwhelmed, like quiet self, like I just feel like people won't like me as much, and I just feel like I don't like me as much, and it just feels like the like worst version of myself. Like it just feels like that's like I don't want like people to see me like that, because like I want them to see like the fun, like outgoing version of me. Like I feel like that's like what they want too. And so like I just feel like my anxious self, like it just scares me, and like I just am scared of like being like that, like with the people I love sometimes. And I saw this TikTok, and this girl was like, I think, I don't know who it was. Yeah, I don't know where the video went, but it was just like, she was just saying, like, she wanted to start thinking of herself as a tree, and like all the parts of her are just like limbs of the tree. Like, she is, you know, the stump. Like, she is the main part of the tree, but then all the little limbs are like her anxiety, or like her fear, her guilt, her shame, her love, her fun, her this, her that. But it's like, she's still her. Like all of these things make her up, but they are not her, and like they're not gonna consume her. And I just feel like I really like, I was laying under a tree the other day at the park, and I was really just looking up, and I was like, I am a tree. Like I'm a fucking tree, bro. And like my anxiety is like not like, that is not who I really am. Like that's just like a part of me, and that is something like, that's just a limb. It's just a limb. It's not like who I am. That's not like really my truth. And so, yeah, like I just feel like I want to be better about that, and like, yeah, like not like beat myself up, because I feel like whenever I like am in my anxious self and I'm like scared that like everyone's gonna hate me and like I'm like a horrible person. And yeah, like obviously, like you can see that this fucks me up a little bit, but yeah, so I just want to be better at being like, this is not who I am. Like this is just like what's happening, and like it's not gonna be like this forever. Like this is just kind of passing through me, and like it's okay. And also like just being more vulnerable and like showing like that like version of me to the people I love. And I feel like I did that recently with Jalen. Like one day, like I was having this like horrible anxiety, and I was just like, I'm just scared that like that you don't like me, because like I'm like this, and I don't want to be like this. Like I want to be like my regular like fun like self, but this is just like, I just am like crying, and I feel like shit, and I'm just scared of everything, and I feel like doomed. Like, and I just feel like she was like really like caring, and like she was really just like, I don't know, like she was just like handled it really well, and I don't know, like it was just really great of her. And I just feel like she like just like loved me through it, and I feel like that's just like what I needed, because I'm like, I just feel like, am I fucking insane? Like am I fucking insane? Is this it? Is this all that I am? And damn, I'm really crying a lot right now. But yeah, she just like, she really fucking like helped me through that a lot. Like I really feel like that was like a big like I feel like that's a big part of our like friendship right now. Like I'm just like, you really like that was a really hard for me, and like you were just like couldn't have been better in that situation. Like you just really took care of me. And yeah, I'm just really thankful. Anyway, so yeah. The next one is move my body more, which obviously with this job I'm doing a lot more. But yeah, like I just want to keep it up. Like it just feels good to move my body, and it kind of helps me get out of my head. And yeah, I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. I want to have better balance in everything. I feel like sometimes I feel like as I'm learning more about myself and kind of unlearning everything that I've ever learned, sometimes I can go like from one extreme to the other extreme. And like, I think that's okay. Like, I think that's kind of part of it, but I feel like I want to now unlearn all of that too, and kind of like, you know, mix everything that I know and just kind of like find more center and just kind of like, yeah, balance it all out, because I do believe that everything is a balance and there really is no answer to anything, and you can go too far in any direction. And so just being really centered and balanced in as many things as possible. Yeah, I want to do that. Become more open. I feel like, yeah, I've really started opening my mind the past couple years, and I've really like, you know, tried to be as open as possible, but I just feel like there's always room to be more open. And I just feel like, especially even in this like conflict I was just having with my person, and like I just feel like, you know, I was kind of making assumptions, and I was kind of like, I don't know, like, yeah, making assumptions. And I just feel like I want to be able to not make any assumption about anything. And like, I just want to always like be curious and ask more questions, and like just really like let everything like speak for itself. Yeah, and that kind of goes back, like that's one of the rules of the four agreements. Like that's one of them, is like don't make assumptions. And so yeah, I just feel like that'll just help me be more open, and yeah, just remain curious and just kind of like see everything for what it is instead of like what I think it is, I guess. I want to continue to redefine what being a woman is. I just love this because I just feel like this is something that, I feel a lot better at it now. But just, I don't know. This one is honestly kind of hard for me. Like, I feel like I want to, like, I have my definition of a woman, and I have all of my things that I do that are like feminine and stuff, but I feel like I have like these certain standards of what a woman is. And like sometimes, like even though I know like that's not really what a woman is to me, like I kind of can get like stuck up in that sometimes still. And so I just really want to like keep on like, you know, being more open and being more curious about it instead of like, you know, having these like weird standards for myself, and also like not blaming myself for these standards, because like what I've been taught as a woman is like not my fault. Like at this point, like it is like I want to like be changing it and growing it and like just not having these weird standards, I guess. I don't know if that made sense. I feel like that was like a weird, like, maybe I haven't thought about that enough. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I kind of get what I'm saying, but I still feel like I want to think about that more and, like, really, like, kind of go a little deeper into that. What else? I want to dance more. I really love dancing, and I feel like sometimes whenever I'm out at the club, like, I get so embarrassed, and I'm, like, all in my head, and I'm like, oh, fuck, you're fucking weird, bitch. Like, But I just want to not care. Like, I love crazy dancing. Like, I don't want to be dancing to be like, I don't know, 'cause I'm like, I don't really feel like I dance to like be hot. Like, I don't really think about being hot in my life. That sounds like a pygmy ass thing to say, but I just feel like I don't really know. Like, sometimes whenever I'm dancing, like, I'm just scared to like take up more space and like, 'cause everyone kind of has the same like dance moves that they kind of do at the club, and like I just like that's kind of fun sometimes, but then sometimes like I just get really into a song and I just want to like go ham, but like no one else is, and so I'm kind of like, okay, be chill, be chill, be chill. But like not because I want to be chill, because I'm like scared of like, yeah, like taking up too much space or something. I don't know. So, yeah, I just want to dance more and like just do whatever I want. Like, yeah. So, anyway, be more comfortable with the process and less result focused. I think this is a big one, and I feel like this is like a very like complex conversation, but I just feel like whenever I'm looking at things and I'm thinking like, especially like arts and like creativeness, like I feel like my Flowstar is a perfect example, is like I got it and like I just like wanted to be like naturally good at it, and like I'm just not. Like I can do a few things, but like I just haven't really like taken the time. Like I just kind of get frustrated and I'm just like, okay, like this is annoying, like I don't know what I'm doing. And so I just like I don't really touch my Flowstar that much. Like I wish I did, but I really don't that much, because I'm just like, ugh, like the growing process is just like so annoying. Like I just want to be good at it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I just want to be more comfortable with the process. And my clay stuff, like I get frustrated. I'm like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing. But that's the whole point. That's the whole point. What else? Know that my worth is not up for debate. This kind of goes with like the anxiety thing, like not being who I am. Like I just feel like I, whenever I get into that, like I just get scared and I feel like, is this who I am? Like, is my anxiety, like, it feels like it kind of like defines me. And that's just a really fucking like shitty and scary place to be. Like, you know, like knowing like if you're worth it, like that is like, I think everyone's kind of felt that at some point in their life or another, and like it just sucks feeling that way. And I feel like I've been, you know, building a self and really like learning about myself and just, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. And so I just feel like something I really want to work on is just being like, I know who I am and I know that I'm good and I know like that like I'm worthy like of this life and this love, and like I like that's not up for debate. Like, yeah, my anxiety sucks and sometimes, you know, I do things that suck and like I can do fucked up shit and I can say fucked up shit and whatever, whatever, but it's like at the end of the day, like I know who I am. Like I know I have good intentions. Like I know like I am good. Like I want to know that. I feel like I'm kind of saying I know this, but I don't think that. I feel like whenever I'm saying it out loud, that seems to make sense, but then sometimes like when I'm in my anxiety or like when I do something that like doesn't seem like absolutely true to me, like it just kind of feels like, yeah, like it kind of makes me feel like worthless and like shit about myself. So I just really want to like, yeah, know that that's not something that's up for debate. Like I know that I'm good. I think that we're all good. I think that we're all like worthy of like the lives that we have. And it just sucks that like anyone ever, that everyone at some point like has that conflict of that. And yeah, I just wanna like be better at that and, you know, maybe talk about that more so other people can also like, you know, kind of look at that and see if that's something that's like they struggle with too or something. And then whenever I reflect, I want to reflect not to shame, but to learn. I feel like that's kind of like the same, like that kind of goes hand in hand with my worth thing. Because, yeah, whenever I reflect, like, I don't want to be looking at it as like, oh, this is so fucked up. Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. Whenever I can look at it and say, oh, like, this is weird. Like, I want to do this differently. And why do I want to do this differently? And how do I want to do this differently? And why do I think I did what I did? And why do I think that will be different in the future? And, like, and you know what I'm saying? Versus, like, just being like, oh, God, I shouldn't have done that. I'm so horrible. Like, this is so bad. I'm so bad. This is so fucked up. And just kind of like, just the angle of how I'm approaching my reflection. Oh, and the next one kind of goes also hand in hand with all those, is just to be more curious than critical. Yeah, same thing. Like whenever I'm looking at a situation, instead of being like, well, this is wrong and this is wrong and this is fucked up and this is da 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 da, instead of just being like, okay, why would I do this differently? How would I do this differently? What made me do this like this? Like, why? What? Like, why do I want this to be differently, I guess. So same thing. Sit on the bench and observe more because of sonder. Sonder is a word that I learned this year. I'm pretty sure I talked about it on an episode on here. And it's just realizing that everyone's life is just as complex as your own. And it's like that feeling that you get when you realize that. And that just feels so like amazing to me. And I feel like that's something that I haven't really, I feel like I've just thought about that a lot more this past year because I can look at, like people situations and even like at the park or like whenever I'm driving sometimes, like if I just like think of like there's just all these people and like all these cars around us and like you don't know like where someone's driving to. Like some people are just going to work, some people are going to visit a friend, some people are going to visit like someone in the hospital, or like maybe they're going to like a funeral, or maybe they're going to break up with someone, or maybe they're going like on a first date, and that just feels like so beautiful. And like just anywhere you go, like, and like if someone like, you know, like whenever you smile at them, like they don't smile back. Like maybe they like wanted to smile and they were scared, or like maybe they're just like having a really bad day, or like maybe they like don't know, like I don't know. But it just feels like I just love it. Like I just love like humanity and like, oh God, it's so overwhelming. Like it just feels like, oh, it just feels so like beautiful to like see the world like that, because then there's like it kind of like makes the world more vulnerable, and it just kind of like, you know, puts things into perspective because everyone can be out and no one's like actively crying in public or like actively like, you know, like if the cashier at a some place at the store or something, they're just like, you know, they say hey and they ask how your day is and they have a smile on their face and they're doing the thing, but it's like you don't really know like what's like going on in their brain. And that just like, I just want to be like so like much more aware, and like I just want to be really like genuine and more like thoughtful in all my conversations I have. And like, I don't know, like if someone cuts me off in traffic, like I don't want to like get mad at that, like because what if they're like, what if they're just having a bad day and they're just trying to get home, or like what if they're like trying to rush home because like something happened, or like, you know, maybe they are just fucking asshole and they're just like, fuck this, I don't want to wait in this line. But it's like, I don't know, like, you know, you just don't know. And yeah, I feel like sitting on the bench at a park is really good because there's just like some people are running, some people are there getting a workout in, and then I can think, why are they working out? Are they working out because they really enjoy it? Are they working out because they feel the pressure to? Are they working out because, you know, whatever. And then like some people, like sometimes there's just like little random couples, and like they're like on like a date or something, like they're not like in like workout attire, or maybe someone's like walking their dog, or there's like some like kids and their parents and they're like roller skating, and I just really love roller skating. I'm not good at it and I've only done it like 4 times, but I just love seeing people roller skate. Like, it just makes me really happy and I really want to learn how to roller skate. And like whenever I see like a mom and their daughter, like I feel like that's usually what I see, but like it could be anyone, like just roller skating, like that just seems like so beautiful. Oh God, I love the park. Jeez. Yeah, so, and like I feel like sitting on the bench is weird. Like I never see anyone sitting on the bench, and like in the movies, like it's always like the old people, and I just love it. I do it and I feel like a fucking freak. Or I just lay in the middle of the park and I watch everyone as they go by. And I just love it. It just makes me feel so good. Because Sonder, seriously, I'm gonna get a tattoo that says Sonder. And then what else? Okay. Ah, geez, that was just, that felt really good. Thanks for being there. I want to play more and create more. I feel like a lot of times, like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing or, like, you know, whatever, but I feel like whenever I'm creating, like whenever I'm making my clay stuff or my jewelry or any sort of like craft or my Flowstar even, and like if I try roller skating, like I just feel like that just feels so good. Like it just feels like the little kid in me, and yeah, like it just feels good. I love it. So I just want to do more of that because I feel like a lot of times, like I don't really, like I haven't really been in touch with that. Okay. Last one. Try as many new things as possible. Like new foods, new arts, new perspectives, new relationships, new everything. I just feel like sometimes I get stuck in my ways and I just like I feel like I get too comfortable. And then I'm like scared to leave my comfort zone. And anyway, sorry, I paused real quick a few times. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, sometimes I just get too comfortable and then I'm like scared to try anything new because I'm like, yeah, in my comfort zone too much, which I feel like my regular self, like, no, I don't like my comfort zone. All I love to do is do different things. But, yeah, I feel like whenever I'm my anxious self, like I get scared of that. And I just think it's so fun to, you know, be open and just like get all the experience that I can. And so I just want to keep doing that. And then that's it. So yeah, that is my life right now. I feel good. I feel like this episode was really good. I feel like the past few episodes, like I've been like a little off my game. Like it's been like at the end of the day and or like just something else is completely consuming my brain. And yeah, I feel like I definitely prefer doing it in the morning, like first thing, but sometimes like there's days where I just can't do that or I forget or like whatever. But yeah, I definitely feel like I'm a lot better in the mornings than whenever I'm tired or something, especially when I'm tired. Like, and I feel bad because it's like, it's not that I don't want to do my podcast. Like, I just feel like sometimes it just feels like, oh, I have to do this thing whenever it's the end of the day. Because at the beginning of the day, it's like, yeah, I need to do my podcast today. I need to do a few other things. Like, yeah, I'm going to do my podcast. Like, of course, I'm going to do that first. But then, yeah, like last week I literally like I thought of it in the morning and then I was just like really upset, so I was just not in the mood and then I forgot about it, and then like that night whenever I was like so just like over like I was just like all swallowed up in that conflict, and then yeah, I got reminded that I had to do my podcast and I was like, fuck, I just want to be alone, like God. But Not because I don't love the podcast. I love this podcast literally so much. Like, do not think any different. Like, I love this so, so much. But yeah, anyway, so I love you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year resolution. Yeah, thanks for showing up. 1 year. 1 year later, here we are. Okay, I love you. Bye. Have a good week.